From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has been holding secret peace talks with the Taliban, according to unnamed Afghan officials cited in the New York Times. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama met with senior defense officials to discuss Afghanistan and the sharp deterioration in relations. Nina Maria Potts reports from Washington.
Peace talks between Afghan President Hamid Karzai's government and Taliban officials have been going on for the past 2 months, according to the New York Times. At around the same time as the talks allegedly began in November, Hamid Karzai frustrated Washington by failing to sign a bilateral security deal with the U.S., which would keep up to 12,000 troops in Afghanistan beyond the full withdrawal at the end of this year. Relations have deteriorated over the Afghan leader's refusal to sign, while Washington has halved its aid for Afghanistan for 2014.
The number of executions being carried out in Iran has risen substantially, according to an analysis carried out by human rights organizations. Amnesty International says as many as 33 people were hanged in a single week last month, and human rights advocates claim the number of people being executed in the country now averages more than 66 per month. Simon Marks reports.
The figures have been gathered by a variety of organizations, and they show that in the 6 months since Iran's supposedly reformist president Hassan Rouhani took power, the use of the death penalty has accelerated. In the past half year, an average of 66 people have been executed every month. That's up from an average of 47 per month over the previous 2.5 years. U.S. officials are said to be unclear about the reasons for the increasing use of Iran's gallows, but some argue it's an attempt by hardline conservative clerics to demonstrate that they still control the real levers of power in the country.
Global restrictions on alcohol and sugar need to be considered in order to prevent a tidal wave of cancer, according to the World Health Organization. Their 2014 cancer report predicts the number of people diagnosed with cancer per year will increase by around 10 million worldwide by 2035. Jack Parrock has more.
The World Health Organization's 2014 cancer report predicts the number of people getting cancer will rise from 14 million a year to around 24 million by 2035. Focusing on preventable cancers brought on through smoking, drinking alcohol, and maintaining a poor diet, the report says at least half of the predicted infections could be averted by educating people about lifestyle and health choices. It says the idea that cancer is mainly due to family history is a misconception, with no more than 10% of cancers attributed to inherited genes.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The United Nations deadline to get chemical weapons out of Syria is likely to be missed by more than 2 months, according to the Russian government. The most dangerous arms may not leave the country until the beginning of March. Nick Harper reports from UN headquarters in New York.
Under the United Nations plan, inspectors were meant to transport the most toxic agents from Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles out of the country by the end of 2013. That deadline slipped, and now Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov says that won't be complete until March the 1st. Last week, the US said only 4% of the Priority 1 chemicals had so far left Syria, and accused the Syrian government of stalling. However, the joint UN team is still confident that the end of June deadline for the complete removal and destruction of all chemical weapons will still be met.
Mexican authorities have reported finding two human heads in Antunez, a community in the western part of the country, just before the Mexican president is due to visit. Officials believe the victims were casualties of the ongoing violence between the Knights Templar drug cartel and local vigilantes. A new photo from NASA's Mars rover shows the craft perched on the edge of a 1-meter-high sand dune, and U.S. engineers have decided to risk driving it over the top so it can reach an area of smoother ground and do some drilling. In order to get to the area known as KMS-9, the rover Curiosity will also have to enter a small valley known as Dingo Gap. And the world's best-known social network is celebrating its 10th birthday. Founded in a Harvard dorm room as a tool for connecting students, Facebook now boasts 1.2 billion registered users. The question is whether the site can maintain growth as it reaches saturation point in many mature markets. And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.